Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was one saved, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, and I could tell everyone my love. So you thought I was worth, so you came. You thought I was worth. You cleaned me up.
Hallelujah. God bless you. And welcome to formerly named God's Ordinary People Outreach Ministries, has now been named to God Be the Glory Broadcast. Again, we have changed the face of our broadcast page. So you can stop by www.blogtalkradio.com/God to God Be the Glory Broadcast. Amen. So we are making some changes in the coming year, and we say to God be all the glory. Amen. So we're excited. We have a special guest that's going to join us again on tonight, Elder Gary Sims. God is going to use him mightily as we talk about be transformed, the condition of the spirit. Amen. And I'm just excited about tonight. I'm expecting God to do great exploits on tonight. I'm expecting the word to find you where you are on tonight. We're excited about the kingdom of God. Amen. The word of God says that the kingdom shall take it by force. Are you ready to take it by force? Hallelujah. We're going to start opening up the lines in latter weeks to come. So we're looking for God to help us to reach out and touch other people. We want to hear your thoughts. We want to get your feedback. We want to share the word of God with you as we walk through this journey of power in the word of God. So we're excited about what God is doing. We're looking forward to change, newness, wholeness, and as tonight's broadcast is talking about being transformed, the time that we're living in right now, we need prayer like never before. We need our hearts and our minds to be comforted, but we can only do that through the word of God and through the love of God. Just know above all things that God loves you right where you are. You don't have to pull no tricks out of no bags. You don't have to do no flips. You ain't have to have millions of dollars. God loves you just the way that you are. You say, I made mistakes. I've done this. I've done that. I've said things. I've hurt people. Repent. Break your heart before God. God, I'm sorry. I've sinned. Give me. I need your forgiveness. Just like that, he washes it all away. And you're forgiven. So, but there has to be a change that takes place. When we're forgiven, forgiveness means change. That's how we're transformed, through the love of God. So it looks like we have our special guest joining us now. I know that you're going to be blessed. I'm already blessed. The man of God has just been blessing my socks off. Amen. So I'm going to chime him in. Hallelujah. God bless you, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Welcome. Hallelujah. Welcome. Elder Gary Sims, everybody. Hallelujah. Up to God Be the Glory Ministries. Hallelujah. Welcome, man of God.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
It's good to be here tonight. Once again, I'm excited about what God is going to do tonight. Amen. And I've been waiting for this opportunity. And I thank you, and I glorify God. God is awesome. He's magnificent.
Yes.
And
yes.
God, he will never leave us or forsake us
Out
there. And I just want to let you know, I'm just excited about what God's going to do tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're talking about being transformed, the condition of the spirit man. being transformed, laying aside every sin that so easily overtakes
us.
We're conditioned in holiness. Amen.
Yes,
so that's
yes.
what we're going to be talking about on tonight. I'm going to just jump in real quick, and I'm going to share what God gave me, and then I'm going to give you the floor, man of God. I have James, actually. I know that our scriptures is on Romans, the 12th chapter, on tonight. Amen.
Yes,
talking
yes,
about
amen.
Being transformed. But God gave me
amen.
James,
praise
the
God.
First chapter. Amen.
Yes,
it says,
amen.
My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this,
yes, yes, amen.
That the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience,
yes.
oh my God, he said, but let allow patience
yes,
to have her
God.
Perfect
yes.
work.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That
yes.
ye may be perfect and entire, whole.
Yes, amen.
Wanting
God, amen.
Nothing.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Wanting nothing.
Yes, Lord. Praise
that
God.
Sounds
amen.
Like transformation
glory
to me. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yes, yes.
When we
amen.
Can count
praise
it all
God.
Joy instead of allowing ourselves to keep falling, what happens is
yes, amen.
When
praise
we get
God.
In trouble, we tend to fall deeper into trouble because condemnation sets in. And then the transformation process gets stagnated.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
What's that? Have you gotten Romans, the 12th chapter? Yes, sir.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Will
amen.
You begin?
Praise, God. Praise the Lord.
Well, first one, amen. Through me, please. We're going to talk
amen.
About them being transformed.
Amen. Verse 1 through 3. Amen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the
mm-hmm.
mercies of God, that you present
mm-hmm.
your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is a reasonable service.
Uh-huh.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, yes, amen. Praise God. Glory to God.
There is a transformation that takes
Jesus.
Place when we lay aside every sin
yes,
and every
amen.
Weight that so easily overtakes us.
Yes,
he
amen.
Said that when we lay it aside, we will be able to prove what is that good and that perfect
yes, yes.
will.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Transformation
amen.
Doesn't just come to change us, but we come into
yes.
full fellowship with the Father. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
I'm ready to jump
God.
In, sir.
Amen. Praise God. That's the truth.
I'm excited on
amen.
Tonight.
Amen. I'm excited. Amen. Because it's all about our mindsets. Amen. You know, it's important what we think about and condition our mind to think. Amen. Praise God. And you know, I thank God for the Word of God because you know, in the Bible it talks about. You know, I think about, you know, the kind that let them be a living and holy sacrifice.
Mm-hmm,
you know, the kind that he will accept. You know,
mm-hmm.
not the behavior or customs, you know, of this world, but to be transformed into a new person, you know, by changing
mm-hmm.
the way we think.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that comes by, praise God. Amen. You have anything to say to add on to that?
No, you're saying that comes by, now go ahead, finish it up now, because I got the scripture here.
Yeah, amen, and praise God. And that's what it's all about, amen. You know, that marriage that may be a disappointment, you know, just hang in there. Begin to think on God's goodness and of his word, amen, amen, and begin to pray and believe God, and it's all about what we think, amen, in our mindsets and in our mind, you know, not to be conformed to this world, see, so we want to change the way we think,
okay.
Amen, and in order to have that victory over certain situations, or that child or kids that are rebellious, and man, want to talk back to us, Amen. Praise God. You know, they don't want to do what you tell them to do. They become rebellious and disobedient. Disobedient to our authority. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That may become be battling with depression. Amen. This time of year, the suicide rate is high. Amen. In the month of December. Many are depressed. You know, they don't have gifts to give to Christmas. Amen. It's all going to go back to the mind. Amen. Changing the way we think. Amen. And not the way and the customs of this world, the way they think. Amen. But we have to put our trust in God, believe God, and stand on His promises from the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And God, He's done it for me. I'm a living witness. If you put your trust in God on tonight, out there, God will bless you no matter what you're going through in your life. Maybe a sickness that you're dealing with tonight, and it may be a marriage that's going bad. You know, a child is being rebellious. Put your trust in God. Believe in God for a job. Amen. Put your trust in God. Believe. Put your trust in Him. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind to begin to believe God for a miracle on tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. I'm excited. I'm excited tonight.
Amen. And you know, the Holy Spirit gave me Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 23. Yes. But I'm going to read 22, 23, and 24. Okay? And this is the New Living Translation. It says that in reference to your former manner of life, you were just touching on that, to your former manner of life, the way you would normally respond in situations, whether it be through depression, whether it be through drugs and alcohol, whether it be through self-abuse or spousal abuse or child abuse or however. That's our normal way of responding. He said you lay aside the old self. Lay aside that self that's hopeless. Lay aside that self that feels like this is it for me. I'm not worth anything. I can't do right, can't get right. Amen. I keep failing here, there, and everywhere. He said, lay that old self aside, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit. Verse 23 says, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. It's amazing how in verse 22, we had to lay something aside. But in verse 23, we're now being renewed. So you're having a trade taking place between you and the love of God, or between you and a relationship with God, or a new life. You're going to change. Look, you want to trade your old life, your former manner of living, for your new manner of living. He says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Cast down every vain thought, every lie from the enemy. If it's not there to edify, build, and encourage you, you need to cast it down. Don't receive it. I was talking to a young woman of God today, and the enemy just kept having her just pour out all this negativity. And the Lord told me to be quiet and listen. And as I begin to listen, the Lord said, tell her to change the way she's talking. Because the Bible says that we have what we say.
Yes, amen.
So verse 24 says, and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God.
Amen.
Look,
praise
it says,
God
has been created in the righteousness and holiness of truth. So we're making exchange while we're being transformed.
Yes,
God's not going to take nothing from you that He can't give back to you better.
Amen.
Praise
man God.
Of God.
Amen. Praise God.
What's the Lord giving you on that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. That's the truth. Amen. Because, He will always give us what we need. He will always make us happy regardless of the circumstances and situations that comes our way. Amen.
Yes.
It's like the young lady that you were referring to that was speaking negative, you know. She's speaking negative over her life. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
And we don't want to speak negative over our life. We want to speak the word of God over our life. Amen. And be transformed with the renewing of our mind. Amen. And amen, and loving God and transform and programming and conditioning our mind to think on the word of God and the promises of God. Amen. I call it the God kind of talk, you know, and I call it the God's way. And we want to speak the God's way. Amen. He will never fail us or leave us or forsake us. In my life, I know God has blessed me, amen, with job opportunities, amen, that, you know, people said that I weren't going to get those jobs, amen, or I weren't going to do this, I weren't going to do that. But we need to stick to the word of the Lord. We need to stand on the promises from the word of God. Amen. Yeah. God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. Amen. He will give us what we need. Amen. He will bless us, going and coming from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen. We put our trust in God. Amen. They say, I won't go to amount to anything in life. I was going to be least likely to succeed in life. Amen. Yeah. But I'll be all those odds ever against me. Amen. Because of God, because he lives. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, hallelujah. See, this is great. I tell you, God is wonderful. He's awesome.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. This is being renewed. Amen. I'm going to 23rd of that, you know, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Yes.
And go to 24 of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Mm-hmm. And that ye put on the new man, which is after God.
Yes.
It's created in righteousness and truthfulness. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Glory to God.
And his spirit will, God is a comforter. Amen. He will comfort us. He will bless us. Amen. He will give us joy. He will give us happiness. He will make us happy. Amen. And regardless of what we're going through, disappointments will come in our lives. Amen. But God is right by our side at every step of the way, comforting us. Amen. Encouraging us. Let us know.
And we have to.
Hey, weeping may endure for a night. Joy is going to come in the morning, praise God. God, amen.
Yes.
I just want everyone to know, God lives, amen, amen, and he supplies all of our needs, no matter what we're going through. But it's about the being transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Yes.
Amen, to believe in that, amen, and to think on the positive things, which is the word of God, amen. We have to program and condition our mind to think the God kind of way. Amen. Which is the word of God. Amen. Praise God. And we will always
which
be victorious. We will always come out on
top. Time in the word. We
amen.
Have to
praise
spend
God.
Time in the word of God.
Yes, amen. That's true. Yes, spend time in the word. Yes,
you
amen.
You have to spend time in the word. In
exactly.
order to be
amen.
Transformed,
praise
you
yes,
have
amen.
To spend
praise
time
God.
In the word of God.
Yes, amen. Amen. Praise
that's
God.
One
yes.
thing that we're not reading the word anymore. So
exactly.
we're saying
exactly.
trust God, but God speaks to us through his word.
Yes,
so you may
amen.
Say, I'm not getting the word from God. Everything is falling apart. Things not happening. But read the word of God.
Yes, amen.
And
word
say,
of God,
God
yes,
speak
yes.
to me. Speak
amen.
To me. Psalms
amen.
141, verse 3 says,
yes.
set a guard over my mouth. Lord,
yes, yes.
watch over the doors of my lips. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Because the word of God says that power of, now look at this, power of life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Power of the tongue, yes, amen.
Life
praise God.
Death
glory God.
Are in the power of the tongue. And I told the young
amen.
Lady today, you have what you say. You have
amen.
What you say. So
amen.
What are you saying? Are you saying
amen.
The word of God? Are you, we can't no longer, we're not living in a time where we have to go by what our pastor say. Or go by
yes,
what we
yes,
heard
amen.
On the radio or on TBN or
yes.
whatever channel, gospel channel you watch it, you got to set
yes,
the
amen.
Word before your own eyes.
Yes, amen.
Bring it out of your own mouth so
yes.
it can be in your own ears.
Amen. Praise God.
Said,
amen.
May my prayer be counted as incense before you,
yes,
the
amen.
Lifting
yes.
up of my hands as the evening
yes.
offering. Set, verse
glory
3 says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep
yes,
watch over the doors of my lips. Verse 4
amen.
Says, do
praise
not
God.
Incline my heart to any evil thing. See, when we get
amen.
The word death
praise
on the inside, Elder Gary, hallelujah,
yes.
our heart
yes.
becomes transformed. So it's
yes.
not just
amen.
The thoughts and the ways that we behave, but our hearts. hallelujah, is becoming transformed.
Transformed.
He said,
yes,
I incline my heart, don't incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice deeds of wickedness. What are the things that you used to reverting back to when things come up in your life? Oh, glory to God. We're about to expose the devil right there.
Glory
is it
God,
lying?
Amen.
Is it fornication? Is it stealing? Is it popping pills? Is it sipping on a bottle? Is it taking it out on
amen.
Yourself? Is it taking it out on your children?
Amen. Yes.
We don't want to practice the deeds of wickedness. Because when we become transformed, we trade in those actions for love, patience, temperance, joy.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Patience.
Amen.
I keep saying patience.
Amen.
Because transformation is it's not really an easy process, but the Word of God says if you be willing and be obedient, you eat the fat of the land. Elder Gurney, what's the Lord giving you concerning that?
That, amen. Praise God. And that's what it's all about, obedience. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have to be obedient and to God's will, to his way. It's aligned up with the Word of God, what the Word of God says. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
And that's the patience. You know, patience with that. I mean, it's having being patient and just be willing to wait. You know, to wait on the Lord. Amen. And we wait on the Lord; He shall renew our strength. You know, and you know, Isaiah says, you know, He will renew our strength. You know, Isaiah. Amen. Praise God. And Isaiah, the chapter, and starting at the 29th verse down to the
which chapter
amen.
You in, sir?
Amen. Isaiah, the 40th chapter.
40th,
amen.
Okay. Okay,
amen.
Amen.
Starting at the 29th verse down to the 31st verse.
Okay.
He giveth power to the faint and to them that have I'm going to start over again.
No, go ahead.
I'm going a little too fast there. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, glory to Jesus, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Praise God.
Yes,
amen. That's
hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You know, we shall renew our strength. Amen. You know, it's not we get a little weak in our faith at times and a little discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to continue to wait on God. We can't get weary in that process, you know.
Yeah.
And we have to continue to wait on Him, and our strength will begin to renew. God will begin to bless us and strengthen us, with His Spirit. Amen. And we begin to model with wings as eagles. We will run and not worry. We will walk and not faint.
Yeah.
Amen. The blessings will come. The spiritual strength will come. Amen. Those desires will come. Amen. Amen. God will continue to mend the relationships. Amen. Amen. Of our marriage. Amen. God will begin to give that child that's being rebellious a renewed mind. Amen. To be obedient. Amen. God will begin to bless us. Amen. Promote us on our job. Amen. And bless us financially. God will bless us. Amen.
Yeah.
So we continue to wait on God. Amen. God is in control. Amen. He's in control. No matter what we're going through, wait on Him, amen. He loves us. He cares for us, amen. And I'm a living witness that God never fails. He never fails, amen. He loves us. He cares for us. We have to continue to have the patience, though, amen. And it's wait on Him, amen. And put our and believe that He said that He will do what He said He'll do. From the Word of God, but we must read it, though. We have to continue to read the Word, amen, stay in the Word. In order to hear from God, we got to read His Word, amen, because the Word is the Spirit of the Lord, amen.
Yeah.
We have to read it, amen, and to hear what His plan and perfect will for us in our life, amen. Praise God. Glory God.
Amen. This is how your faith is increased. This is how your faith is increased.
Exactly, amen.
The Word of
amen.
God says, we got to first believe that He is. And that
yes,
he is a rewarder
yes.
to them that diligently seek
yes.
him. So you're not going to
yes,
seek
yes,
God
amen.
And be disappointed. We serve
yes,
a living God. We
yes,
serve
amen.
An on-time
God.
God, not a my-time
yes,
God and not
God.
A your-time
you.
God. But we serve an on-time God.
Yes, yes, amen. Thank
he said
Jesus.
Faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
And hearing
hear
that
word,
of the
yes.
word of God.
Yes, amen.
I always, I remember teaching a class on outreach and evangelism a couple of years ago, and the Lord said, go out and buy mustard seeds and buy these baggies, and I want you to
yes.
put them in these baggies, and I want you to pass them out
to
the class. And
amen.
And half the people in there that had glasses couldn't even see the mustard seed. Now, look how
well,
awesome
amen,
this
God.
Is. You can
yes,
barely
thank you,
see that little teeny grain of faith. I
yes,
know it's a
yes,
mustard
yes.
seed, but I'm going to use the word faith. You're going to use
seed,
that,
amen,
that small grain of faith, and you're going to take
yes,
that grain of faith, and you're going to speak
yes,
to the
yes.
mountain. Tell that mountain, be thou removed.
Oh,
what
Jesus.
Is that mountain in your life? Speak to it. Take your
amen.
Little bit of faith. We used
amen.
To sing this song
yes.
in Virginia.
Obstacles,
faith,
amen.
Faith,
amen.
Faith. Just a little bit of faith.
Amen.
You don't
yes,
need a whole
amen.
Lot. Just use what
yes.
you got. You all have heard me say this over and over on this broadcast over the years. And I'm telling
yes.
you, take the little bit of faith that you have and run with it. Run with it. You
amen.
Get the Lord is
amen.
My shepherd. I shall not want. Take
amen.
That and run
yes,
with
amen.
It. Our Father
yes,
who
amen.
Art in heaven, take that and run with
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. Lord.
Jesus wept. Take that and run with it.
Yes,
but
amen.
Speak
amen.
To that mountain. You got to first believe that he is and that he's a rewarder to them that
Lord,
diligently,
Lord.
I say,
trust
him.
Trust him, yes.
Believe in him. Depend
yes.
on him. Turn
yes.
from your wicked ways. Seek
amen.
His faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
But we
oh,
got to
believe
thank
you, Jesus. Yes,
we
Lord.
Want to increase your faith on tonight.
Yes,
we
yes,
want you
Jesus.
To know
thank
that
you,
God is not dead. He's very much alive. And guess
yes,
what?
Is.
No matter how dead your situation may appear, God is a living God.
Yes,
and
he
wants
amen.
To live in
amen.
Your situation.
Oh,
he wants
Jesus,
to turn
yes,
it around. He wants to increase your
yes,
faith.
God.
He wants to
yes,
show
does,
himself
amen.
To you.
To you. Yes,
and
he
if
does,
he shows himself to you, you'll show him to your family. You'll show
amen.
Him
glory
to your
God.
Co-workers through
amen.
The
yes,
relationship
Lord.
And the transformality that is taking place in your own life.
Amen. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Faith
amen.
Without
glory
works
God.
Is dead. So if
yes,
you want to believe
amen.
Him, don't play with it. Believe
amen.
Him.
Yes.
If
glory
he said it, he'll do it. If
yes,
he said it, he'll
God.
Do it. If he
amen.
Promised it, he'll bring it to pass. But you got to believe
amen.
The
amen.
Word that God has placed
amen.
Before us. He's given us the word of God, the word of life.
Yes, he is. Amen.
People call
amen.
It the basic instructions before leaving earth. That's what
yes,
they
it
call
is.
It.
Amen. Yes, the instructions,
but we
got to yes.
apply the word of God, and
yes,
you say,
yes,
God,
amen.
Open up my understanding to your word. I don't understand what
yes,
I'm reading.
Amen.
Open up my understanding to your word.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I pray
you,
for
Jesus.
Wisdom. The word of God said, if anybody lack wisdom, let them ask.
Yes,
just
yes.
ask. Isn't that something?
Yes,
most
yes,
people, you
yes.
got to beat the door down, Elder Gary. You got to bang
yes,
on the door. You got to call them a
yes,
thousand
yes.
times to get anything from them.
Yes, exactly.
But Jesus
exactly.
said, if you just ask,
yes, yes,
I'll yes. give to you in abundance.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you had anything you
amen.
Want to add to that? Hallelujah.
Yeah, Proverbs, before we close up tonight, Proverbs, third chapter, 5:5-6. And
mm-hmm.
it says, I'm reading from the King James Version Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, and lead not
mm-hmm.
to thy own understanding. In all
mm-hmm.
thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. You know,
mm-hmm.
continue to believe God, you know, and believe that he will answer our prayers. And believe that he is the creator of the universe, the King of Kings, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And continue to believe in God for that car. Amen. For that promotion. Continue to believe God for deliverance from drugs and alcohol. Amen. Continue to believe God for that loved one. Amen. To come in to give his life to Christ. continue to trust in God, no matter what the problem is, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the situation is. Amen. We got to continue to trust and believe in God. Amen. I'm a living witness to that. God always provided for me. Amen. Even when it seemed like there was no way, He continued to prove Himself to us over and over again, no matter what comes our way. Amen. God is in control. Trust in Him. Believe in Him. Amen. And all always acknowledge Him. And He will always lead us in a straight and narrow way. Amen. You know, to our destination. Amen. God is awesome. Amen. As we continue to read and study the Word, which is the book of instructions for us as Christians. Amen. You know, God won't lead us wrong. Amen. As we continue to put our trust in Him, believe and love and stand on His Word. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. That's our time and our broadcast on tonight. Elder Gary, will you pray that God will meet our listeners? He will even meet us where we are. Not only will He meet us where we are, but that somebody's faith tonight has been increased just a little bit more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they are willing to be transformed by the renewing of their mind through the Word of God. And somebody now wants to read the Word of God.
Amen.
So will you pray? Will you pray for our listeners on tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I'm believing
Father,
God for a miracle on tonight. Hallelujah.
Father, we come before you tonight, thank Father God. Although
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity
you,
that you've given us to preach and teach your word on tonight, Father God.
Yes, God.
Lord, that
Hallelujah.
One that was listening, Lord God, that has a
thank
hunger,
you.
Lord, to want to grow and to want to God. Learn more of you, Lord God, more of your word,
Hallelujah.
Father God. Father,
thank
I ask
you,
that you would touch him right now, Father God, and move
yes, God.
His life,
Amen.
Father God, and his and her life, Lord God, and bless them,
God.
Lord God, and give them wisdom and the understanding of your word, Lord God, and the hunger,
yes,
Lord God.
God,
to want to continue to grow in you, Father God. And Father
thank
God, continue
you.
To bless this ministry, Lord God, and continue
yes,
to bless us, Father God, and we continue to
yes,
be transform our mind, Father God, continue
yes,
to be obedient, Lord God, and continue to have be obedient, to have a hunger thirst for your righteousness, Lord God, and continue, Lord God, to preach and teach your word, Lord, to lost souls, Father God, and hunger souls, Father Lord. And Lord, we thank you tonight, Father, that continue to bless that one out there, Father God, Lord God, that's gone through, Lord God, that have a hard time, Lord God, to trust in you, Father God, and Lord God, that you would touch their mind, Father God. It's all about being transformed and renewed in their mind, Lord God, that you renew their mind, Father God, to put their trust in you, Father God, to read your word, Father God, and as they read, Lord, you will begin to strengthen them, Father God, and grant it right now, Lord, touch them right now, Father, we thank you, Lord God, and Lord God, that child, Lord God, that's rebellious, Lord, we thank you that you renew, that you will continue to bless them, Lord God, and Lord God, the desire, Father God, that one that needs employment, that unemployed, Lord God, the one who is unemployed, Father, I ask that you will bless them right now, Father God, move in their life, Father God, and bless them with their job, Lord God, not only a job, but they could be used, Lord God, and blessed, Lord God, on the job, Father God, and that they could reach out to someone and be used, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We glorify you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah,
thank you,
Jesus,
Lord God.
Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God, we declare all these
Lord.
Blessings and
yes,
miracles
Lord,
in your name.
Lord,
thank
you,
Elder Gary,
Hallelujah,
for coming
Jesus.
On and being a part of our broadcast.
Yes, you,
again, we
Hallelujah,
are no
Jesus.
Longer God's ordinary people. We are to God be the glory broadcast. And we thank you so much for joining us. We thank our special guest, Elder Gary
yes,
Sam of Wilmington, Delaware. We give God praise for you. And that's our time, everyone.
Amen.
So we look forward
God.
To
thank you,
look, having fellowship with you before the month is out. God bless you. Be safe out there. God bless you, Elder Gary.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God.